Our story begins in Connie's apartment, where Clint has just arrived home, interrupting Connie's conversation with Hannah.
Heidi is pregnant. We are going to talk about it right now.
Pregnant?
You heard me. Remember that I told you it only took one time?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I don't know what to say. Who told you this?
Heidi told me herself.
You know what? I think I'm going to be on my way. Clint, call me if you need to talk.
Thanks, Aunt Hannah.
Connie, call me later.
I will.
Are you sure about this, Mom?
She showed me the home pregnancy test, Clint.
I have to go see her.
No way.
You can't keep us apart now, Mom. Not if she's pregnant.
The hell I can't. That woman has caused enough problems in our lives already.
Heidi hasn't caused any problems here. Only you have. If she's pregnant, would you really try to keep us apart?
Clint, do you really think you're mature and responsible enough to handle being a father? You're 16 years old.
Well, you weren't much older than that when you had me, now were you? And according to you, you did just fine on your own. So why don't you give me the same chance?
Where are you going?
I'm going to find Heidi.
At St. John Hospital, Mandy has just entered Matt's room.
She's trying to kill me, Everett.
Who?
Marnie. She wants me dead. You have to help me.
Mandy, I don't have a clue what you're talking about, but you need some serious help. Let me call the Westside Psych Ward and let them know that you're here.
You can't send me back there, Everett. She's in control there. Dr. Hunt knows about her. But he can't stop her.
Who is this Marnie person you're talking about? Is she a patient at the hospital?
No, Everett. She's inside me. She wants Mandy gone forever.
Mandy, what are you saying? You sound like Sybil or something. Wait. Oh my God, is that what you're saying? You have another personality? This is way too Twilight Zone for me. Get out of here.
Please. You're the only friend I have in the States. I need your help. I can't be locked up again.
I don't know what's worse, this Marnie talk or your obsession with Marty?
Marty?
Or Angela, whoever your baby is.
Angela? You know about my baby. I've never been the same since she died.
Mandy, you're creeping me out here.
Everett, I'll do anything you ask. Just please help me, and don't send me back there. She's going to take over again, and I won't be able to stop her this time.
Mandy, my brother will be back any minute.
Your brother?
Todd, my younger brother, he's in. He's going to go home with me.
Everett, tell me where you're going to stay. I can meet you there. I need your help. Please.
I'm at the Algonquin, room 1308. I don't know why the hell I just told you that, though. I can't help you, Mandy.
I'll stop by later, Everett. Please don't say anything to anyone about this. If they lock me up, I'll never survive. You are my dearest friend on Earth.
Just get out of here, Mandy. Before Todd gets back, go!
At Alexandra's apartment, Adriana has just arrived home.
I hope I didn't just make a terrible mistake. He refused to tell her, so I took matters into my own hands.
Oh, my God. What did you do, Adriana?
Well, I marched straight over to Westside and told her myself.
You just blurted out that you were her mother? What the hell did she say?
She thought I should be locked up at Westside again. She wouldn't believe me.
Well, if that doesn't beat all, then what'd she do? How did you leave it with her?
She told me I was nuts and took off. You think I really screwed things up with her?
Well, it might not have been the best way to tell her, but it's about damn time somebody was honest with that girl. Zach Jessup obviously was never going to be.
I'm not sure what I expect to happen here, but I do want to have some type of relationship with her someday.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Adriana. She needed to know the truth. That girl's a Jones, and it's time to bring her into the family.
At her apartment, Zoe has just arrived home from Westside.
Oh, what a day. Hello?
Zoe, it's Dad.
Dad, I'm glad you called. I was going to call you tonight.
My flight leaves early tomorrow, so I'll be there for your graduation early. So don't worry.
I knew you wouldn't miss it.
So how are you doing? Has the hospital said if they were going to hire you on full-time?
I talked to Dr. Hunt earlier, and they've made me the job offer. I know you want me to come back to Alabama, but I need to be here right now, at least for a while.
Zoe, of course I want you here, but I want you to be happy.
Daddy, the strangest thing happened tonight as I was leaving work.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
This former patient of ours, Adriana Cummings, stopped by the hospital and told me she was my mother. Can you believe that? She said she had even talked to you and had it confirmed. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I'd think she actually believed this crazy story.
Zoe, you and I need to talk about this woman.
What is there to talk about? Obviously, the hospital let her out a bit too soon.
Zoe, we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Daddy, I don't get it. Why would you need to talk about it at all? I just told you as a joke to show you the kinds of people I have to deal with here.
I don't want to do this over the phone. We can talk about it when I get to New York.
Daddy, you're scaring me. You're acting like Adriana was telling the truth or something.
Zoe, your mother loved you very much.
Oh, my God. This can't be true, Daddy. Please tell me it's not true.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.